So let's review. Sagt der Mishnah, Ha'isha she'amre iskaba legiti, tzvicha shtei kiti edim. If a woman says that she appointed a shlich likabala, and the shlich confirms that he accepted the get, if she cannot produce the get, she must present two pairs of witnesses. Shnaim she'amrim befaneinu amra, b'shnaim amrim befaneinu kibul v'kara. One pair who witnessed the appointment, and another who saw him receive the get, and tear it, and the Gemara will explain. The Mishnah adds, Afile heinu rishayinim heinu achrayinim. One peer may testify to both incidents. Oy echem min rishayinim, ve'echem min achrayinim, ve'echem min starfimon. Or, if there's one witness testifying to each incident, another witness may join with both of them. The Gemara discusses the credibility of a shliach. Ba'al oymer lepikadin v'sholosh oymer legerishin. The third party is holding the get, and the husband claims that it was only deposited with him for safekeeping, while this person claims that it was given to him for the purpose of divorce. And since he was a shlich likabala, the divorce already took place. Rav Huna Amar Baal Neman, the husband is believed. Dem Isa, the legation, Yahavinale, Ledida Havi Yahavinala. Since they all reside in the same city, we assume the husband would have delivered the get directly to the wife. Rav Chizda Amar Shalish Neman, the third party is believed. Daha Hemne, the husband trusted him with the get. The Gemara explains that in a monetary dispute, everyone would agree. The third party is believed over both parties, because Isyav l'mechila. It's as if he forgave him the money, as Rashi explains. Kivin sheheminoi umasu b'yadoi, nisratza b'habta chasay olav, limchal al-mamoinu l'hamin kol masha yemer. By trusting him and handing him the money, he effectively agreed to anything the shalosh would say. However, regarding a get, Taisus explains that Rav Huna holds b'milsa d'yisuri im b'yadi l'aminoi. The husband does not have the authority to believe him. While Rav Chizda holds that the same reasoning applies, Al das kein masolai sheyehei legerishin im yomer legerishin. He effectively agreed that if the shalish claims it was given for divorce, he is indeed giving it for divorce. In light of this machlekes, the Gemara returns to our Mishnah. Tzricha shtei kiti edim, to testify befaneinu amra befaneinu kibul v'kara. The Gemara explains the three requirements. Befaneinu amra, the shalish is not believed that she appointed him a shlich l'kabala, because he does not have the get. And Rashi explains that the shalish is only believed when he is in possession of the get. Because he could have given her the get and she would certainly be believed that she was divorced. But even though he has the torn get in his possession, we still require the edim, because our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, he the Amar edim Sir Karti. And Vakara, the get must be torn, because b'shas egzereshanu, during times of persecution, it was dangerous to hold on to a valid get. The Gemara discusses another case involving a shalish. Baal oymer legerishin, v'shalish oymer legerishin, v'hi oymeris nosan liva avad. If the husband appointed a shliach lahalacha, and the shliach claims he delivered the get, and the wife says she received the get but lost it, in davish be'erva pachas mishnayim, she's not believed, because two witnesses are required for matters concerning marital or forbidden relationships. The Gemara explains, the shalish is not believed because he has no migui because he's not presently holding the get, as explained earlier. The husband is not believed, even though Baal Sha'ma Girashtis Ishti Neman, he's usually believed to say that he divorced his wife. However, in this case, he's not believed because Mikama Girashti, he's not claiming to have personally divorced her, and he does not know whether the shlich gave it to her. Furthermore, although chazaka shlich oisa shlichusai, we usually assume that a shlich carried out his task. However, hanemili l'chumra aval kulloi, this is only when it results in a stringency, but we may not rely on this assumption when it results in leniency. We also do not believe the wife, although ordinarily ha'isha sh'amr l'bali gerashtani nemenes, a woman is believed if she tells her husband that he divorced her, because chazaka in the isha mi'izbaneo b'fnei baila. We assume a woman would not blatantly lie to her husband's face. However, heichad misayila me'iza u'me'iza. Since the shlich supports her claim, she would have no problem saying so. Therefore, she's not believed. Zakta Mishnah, naira hamayrasa, hiva vi makabnas gita. A girl between 12 and 12 and a half years old who underwent erisin, the initial stage of marriage, may accept her own get. As Rashi explains, the hogadaylihi, she's an adult. Additionally, her father may also accept her get, because as the Gemara explains, Yada Yisei Rasa Zacha L'Rachmana. Her father's ability to accept the get was given in addition to her own. Amar Bihuda, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Ka'achas. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that two people cannot both have the power to affect one person's divorce. Ela Aviyah Mekabel Es Gitul Bavad. Only her father can accept her get, because B'makom Aviyah Yadi Lo Lav Klumi. As Rashi explains, Legamri Ukma Rachmona B'Shusei Kol Yemeinaris Elim Kein Nisus. Until she marries, the Torah placed her completely under her father's domain during Yemeinaris. Therefore, as long as her father is alive, she cannot accept her own get. The Mishnah continues, "V'chol she'eini chayla lishmeres gita, eini chayla lehizgarish." She can only be divorced if she is capable of guarding her get, because as Rashi explains, the pasuk describes divorce as v'shilcha mibeisai, her husband sends her away from his home. Therefore, divorce is only possible if mishalcha ve'eini chizeres. She has the intelligence to understand the situation and stay away. However, if mishalcha v'chizeres, she does try to return, even her father cannot accept a divorce. The Gemara defines this criterion. If she regard a totally different object in place of the get, she certainly lacks intelligence and is a mishalcha v'chizeres. Rather, if she can differentiate between her get and another object, she can be divorced. The Gemara cites a similar ruling regarding a minor's ability to affect transactions. If he discards useless pebbles while keeping nuts that he has been given, he can acquire something for himself but not for someone else. If he would return a borrowed object to its owner after a designated time, he can also acquire something on someone else's behalf, midrabanan. However, Rav Chisda maintains, even the older cotton cannot acquire something on another's behalf. The Gemara concludes, Gimel midas b'katan. There are three general guidelines for a minor's transactions. If he discards useless objects while keeping items of value, he can only acquire for himself. And a girl at this stage can be married midrabanan by her mother or brother. Hapa'utais, children of greater intelligence, ranging from age 6 to 8, mechon mekach, umemkar memkar, bimatatlin, can buy and sell movable objects. Ukenegdin biktana, miskareshes bikadushevia. A girl this age can be divorced even from a nisuin dairaisa. Higiu lo inas nedarim, 1 year before becoming adults, nidre and neder vekdation hektish. Their oaths and dedications to hektish are binding. Ukenegdin biktana, chaylatsis. And a girl this age can perform chalitza.